Masechet Barbasa, Daf Nun Dalet, four lines on the top of Daf Nun Dalet Min Aleph. And as we know, the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin tells us that Nechosim Sheyesh Lan Achrayis are Niknim B'Kesef B'Shtar V'Chazaka. And our Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis taught us that B'Med Ramun B'Machzik, that the only thing that we were previously discussing was a din of Cheskas Raya Al B'Nois Matana V'Achad Shecholku V'Machzik Bin Chzager No V'Godel Paritz Kolshu Harei Zu Chazaka. And the way to be coined a piece of karka using a Cheskas Kinyin is by being no Godel Paritz Kolshu, which we already explained, and ultimately it comes out the only way to create a chazaka is if someone improves the land or gets a direct benefit from the actual land. And our Gemara will now continue and bring four different members of Shmuel, and Amr Shmuel, and Shmuel states, Haiman de Pashach Dikla, Adaita Dikla Kani, Adaita de Chevasa Loi Kani. If Shimon wants to be coined a piece of land, and either he's being coined from Nichse Agar, and therefore no one is being marking this piece of land to him, or he's receiving it as a gift from Ruvain, and therefore Shimon is not paying for this item, and he will not be koiner with kesef or with shtar, and he wants to be koiner through a kinyan chazaka, or in a case where Reuben is actually selling a sada to Shimon, and even though generally we stated that kesef is koiner, but that is only in a makim where they would not use a shtar. However, in any place where they would use a shtar, the kesef alone cannot be koiner, and either Reuben has to deliver a shtar to Shimon in order to effectuate a kinyan, or if Shimon goes and is machzik in the kaka, that would be a valid kinyan. And Shmuel therefore teaches us that certainly in a case where Shimon says that I'm going to be koinah this dekel and I'm going to cut off branches in order to be koinah this dekel, then certainly Shimon will be koinah. However, let's say Shimon doesn't say what his intent is. Shimon goes and cuts off branches from a palm tree. So if it is clear that the reason why he cut off these branches was in order to benefit the palm tree and make sure that the palm tree grows better, then he would be koinah, as that would be considered a valid chazaka as he's improving the land. However, if based on the way that Shimon cut off these branches, we could tell that he cut it off in order to be able to have food and be able to give the branches to his animals to eat, then he would not be koinah, as he didn't do this in order to improve the land, and he was doing it for his own benefit, and therefore this would not be a kinyan of chazaka, and he would not be koinah this land. The Gemara explains hechi dami, and how do we know what Shimon's intent was? Shakal mahaygisa mahaygisa adaita dikla, that if Shimon cut the branches evenly around all the sides of the tree, then we see that he was doing it in order to improve the tree and improve the land, and therefore be a valid chazaka. However, kula mechad gisa, if he cuts off all the branches from one side of the tree, adak de chavasa, then we see that the reason why he was cutting off these branches was in order to give the branches to his animals, and therefore he was not koinah. And let's see the Rashbam Dima Maskel the Pashach Tikla, and the Rashbam explains noitel min anofim, he's taking from the branches and from the leaves, v'yeshim afashkanay tzilatzer chadekel, and some do this in order to prune the tree, l'fisha anofim rubin, as there were too many branches, ve'im menichin oisali gadol, and therefore it's preventing the tree from growing properly, and therefore by pruning the tree, it's similar to pruning the vines of a vineyard, and that of course is beneficial to the vines. However, if Shimon cut off these vines in order to give these vines to his behemoths, and even though he had kavana that he wanted to acquire this dekel, he would not be koina. And even though by cutting off the branches he is actually helping out the tree, however, so this would not be a valid chazaka, and it's as if he's machzik without having any das. Even if Shimon actually stated that he wanted to be koina by cutting off these branches, however, and just like someone just walking in the shuk, and he says, I want to be koinah a certain sada, that of course, just b'dibur ba'amo, you can't be koinah, and you have to actually do a maisa that is beneficial to the land. And therefore, in this scenario, since through this action, his kavanah is actually to benefit his behemoths and not to benefit the land, therefore, Shimon would not be koinah. And as Rashbam states, it tarti be'inon, shiyas tikkun mekaka b'yadayim, uvo'is tikkun yeh miskavin l'shem tikkun kedei l'achzik. And the Gemara explained that we look at how Shimon actually cut off the branches, and if he cut it off, and the Rashbam points out that that's the minig, that even though it's true that he's going to use these branches, and therefore you could say that not only was he pruning the tree in order to benefit the tree, but he was also going to benefit his animals, and therefore you say that his ikka kavana was to be coined in the sod Chada, wherever the Gemara states, Kula Mechad Gisa, Daita Dechrosa, and the Rashbam states that when you go and cut off branches from one side, Mekakulus Ilan, it's actually causing a Hezek to Ilan, Shemegaleo Kula Mitzad Echad, as you're revealing all the area of one side, Vahu Vada, Daita Dechrosa, Lechud Mechavin, Dele Ilan Lechayish, as you see, he doesn't care about the Ilan at all. The Gemara now continues with the second member of Shmuel regarding the Kinyan of Chazaka, Vamashmuel. Shmuel also told us, Hai Man de Zachi Zichya, that if Shimon is going and clearing away a piece of land, Adait to the Arikoni, that if he does that, Adait to the Ara, in order to improve the land, in order to be able to plow the land, then he will be Kaina. However, Adait to the Tzivay, Loikoni, if he's taking these branches in order to use for firewood and for fuel, then he would not be Kaina, as once again, he's not doing this in order to improve the land, and therefore, he can't acquire this piece of land through a Kinyan Chazaka. And once again, the Gemara is, Hechi Dami, that how do we know what Shimon's intent was? And the Gemara explains, Shaku Rav Zutri, if Shimon is taking the larger and the smaller twigs, Adait Da'ara, then we know that he's doing this in order to clear the land and in order to plow the land, and therefore he would be Kaina as he's trying to improve the land. However, Shaku Rav Vishavak Zutri, if he takes the larger branches and he leaves the small twigs, Adait Tzibi, then we see that he's collecting firewood and therefore he would not be Kaina. Rashbam explains, Haiman de Zachi Zichya, Mechabidu Metaris Hasada Mikisamim Vasavim Ram, that Shimon is clearing out his field from branches as well as from weeds, and Adait the Arashu Neichel Lachreish, then it would be a valid Kenyan. However, Adait the Tzibi, if the reason why he's picking these branches is a Lakit Eitzim Lisraif, is to collect the branches in order to use for fuel and for firewood, then Loikani, that he would not be Kaina. And Rashbam is bothered that we know Benigea Rayav Chazaka, certainly if you're going to go and collect the wood and you're going to use it as your firewood, then it would show Bailis, and it would be considered a Chazaka of Shalashanim. But Rashbam points out that that is only Benigea Chazaka Raya, but Cholakitis Peris Loikani, but Benigea Cheskas Kinin, you have to actually do something which benefits the actual land, and by taking the Peris of the Kaka, that would not effectuate a Kinin of Chazaka. And the Gemara continues with the third din of Shmuel, Va'am Shmuel, Haiman de Askel Tikla, Adait de Arakoni, Adait Beudari Loikani, that if Shimon is taking away the obstacles from a piece of land, then if he's doing that in order to clear the land, and in order to be able to plow and to plant the land, then certainly he would be Koina, as that would be considered Kinyan Chazaka. However, if he's doing so in order to use it as a temporary threshing floor, and he's going to take his tefillah and place it there and crush up the tefillah in order to be able to separate the chaff from the wheat, then he would not be Koina. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami, once again, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know what Shimon's intent was? And the Gemara explains, Shokol Mulyo Veshoda Bansa Adaita Da'ara, that if this land had a bunch of holes and also had a bunch of mounds of dirt, and Shimon makes sure to flatten out the entire piece of land and make sure that's completely level, and in order to do so, he takes the large piles of dirt and he moves them and he fills up the holes with them. Now the entire land is flat, and therefore it's very easy to plow the entire land as one piece of land. Then certainly he's doing an adait to the ara, and he's trying to improve the land, and therefore it would be a val chazaka. However, mulya b'mulya v'natza b'natza adait to beidari, if there's a large pile of dirt and if there are large holes, and instead of actually making the entire field flat, he makes sure that the large pile of dirt is flat by itself, and the large holes, he makes it wider, that he's able to go and work with those areas, but he doesn't care that the entire sada is completely flat. Then it shows that he's only trying to turn this into a threshing floor and making sure that he has large areas where he could place his tefillah, but he wasn't so concerned that the entire sada should be able to be plowed, and therefore we see that he's not doing it adait ara, and therefore he's not going to be koina. Rashbam explains the askel tikla mesa machsholis, he takes away the obstacles umashma pleya kaka, and he makes sure that the entire kaka is flat and smooth. And we can see that his actual intent is to make sure that the plow doesn't break, therefore he'd be koina. Certainly he's doing so in order to improve the land, in order to make sure that it's able to be plowed easily, and therefore you're koina. However, he's doing it in a way that he's showing that he wants to use it as a beidari, and as Rashbam states, Goyin Lodisham Tua, the Kimin Kakazel Harisha Im Vlailagarin, since the best usage of this parcel of land is to plow and to plant things in it and not to use as a Goyin, Vafla Akashiach Lakenal Gurion, Vyachbit Sham Khitin, Yitzurh Sham Lakhish Vulazarya, and even though right at this moment is not the right time to be planting the field, and therefore he wants to use it as a threshing floor, but eventually he'll go and plant it and plow in this field, Nimsin Shein Gurin Zerkan Kiim Kilkol, therefore this Gurion is actually only a Kilkol, the Inza Masakana Sada Kiim Mikalkol, and therefore you're not actually fixing the Sada, but you're being Mikalkol the Sada, and as we previously learned, that when someone actually uses uses the field as a goyin, it actually causes a detriment to the sada. The chol tikkun shesefer lister ein el kilkol umikar loy misakenu vloy damin lo nov kodok verafik peporto vashkos mayim shekol dvar malolu in sefer lisasan. As in all those cases, you're doing so in order to improve the land, and you're not going to remove that at some later point. The ikka da ara lecharisha kaima, as the ikka of this land is for charisha. However, if umrotz lasis sham gerin kavul oilam near beinai dekani, and Rashbam says that certainly if this person's intent was to use this parcel of land as a gerin and he will use it like that forever, then certainly by doing so he would be kaina the ein lechachazaka gedol mizu, as preparing it in order to become a threshing floor and using it forever in that manner, then you are actually improving the land for your ultimate use, and therefore would be a tikkun and it would be a valid kinyan. And Rashbam continues, as we explain, mulya is a tail, is a pile of dirt, notza is a guma, is a hole, and therefore shokel mulya v'shoda b'notza adait da ara lokach tail. If Shimon takes the pile of dirt v'hishlach b'guma and throws it into the hole, and therefore he makes the entire field to be even, nimtza shehishvik kol hakaka, certainly ikalim eimod the lachrisha so shalit tisakavat machrisha, and v'mulya b'mulya v'notza b'notza hatel hircha m'koymai v'shpiloi v'notza m'gabai svivol etzdodin shalei zokel kol kach, that he actually flattened out only the area where this large pile was, but he didn't make it even with the rest of the sada. And similarly, v'chi notza b'notza sifse guma hishpil v'godlam tziyasa v'nasa guma chaloka hari agumus levad v'atelum levad. So in this case, he left the piles of dirt as one level, and he left the holes as one level. V'arei yesh kam mekayim is becoming his chalokim kolach levadai, and therefore certainly adai to be dari roi lech b'chitim v'lei lech risha. Therefore, this area of land is only going to be used in order to break down the chitim and not for plowing, and therefore it would not be considered a valid kinyan chazaka. And finally, the Gemara continues with its fourth din of Shmuel. V'am Shmuel, Shmuel stated, "Hayman de pasach maya ba'ara adait the ara koni adait the kvari loy koni." That if Shimon had a water source that was flowing next to his land, until this point the water wasn't flowing through his land, and now Shimon goes creates an opening in his field that the water now could flow through his field, then if he did this in order to improve the land, then it would be koin and it would be a valid kinyan chazaka. And if he did so in order to trap fish, then it would not be a benefit to the land itself, and therefore Shimon would not be able to claim that it was koin this land using a kinyan chazaka. Once again, the Gemara asks, "Hechi dami?" That how do we know what Shimon's intent was? The Gemara explains, "Pasuk tre baboy chad ma'ayel v'chad meipik adait the kvari." That certainly, if he opens up two different holes, one in order for the water to flow through his land, and he opens up another opening on the other side of the land that the water could now flow through and pass through his land, and meanwhile the fish will be stuck in the land. So certainly his intent was in order to keep the fish and not to water his land and not to improve his kaka, and therefore it would not be a valid kinyan chazaka. However, chad baba adaita da ara, that if Shimon specifically only opens up one area in his land, and that is an area where the water will be able to flow through his land and remain in his land, then it must be that he was doing so in order to retain the water in his land and to water his field and improve his land, and therefore it would be a valid kinyan chazaka. And keep in mind that although when you open up only one side of your land, the water will actually come into the land, and certainly fish will also remain in the land, and you'll be able to actually retain fish as well. However, certainly it shows that his intent was that the field should be improved as well, and therefore it would be a valid kinyan chazaka. And the Gemara continues and brings a story that's relevant to the first din that we mentioned from Shmuel, and there was a sada that belonged to a ger, and the ger died, and he is the achla diklu b'tavshicha tleis hashnin, and then a woman came and tried to be kind of this field. For 13 years, she cut off the branches of a palm tree, and she cut it off all on one side, and she fed the branches as well as the lovely gefanim and the leaves to her animals. And as we mentioned previously from Shmuel, that daita dechivasa lekani, that if someone takes the leaves and the branches kuli mechad gisa, adaita dechivasa, then it's clear that you're doing so in order to benefit your animals and not to benefit the kaka, and therefore would not be a valid kinyan chazaka. And therefore, although she used it for 13 years, but also who gavra rafik to seporta, and then another person came and actually dug right under the tree a little bit, and that actually improved the tree, and also kamed the Levi, and then he came in front of Levi, and some say in front of my ukva, and ukme biyade, and they paskin that Reuven, who actually was rafik to seporta, was kleiner, and even though this woman was already there for 13 years, they required her to leave the sada, and she was never cleaning this tree from the nechse ager in a proper manner. The Gemara tells us, that the woman came in front of Levi or in front of Ma'ukva, and she starts screaming that it's not fair. I, Lemaisa, used this field failed and used this dekel for 13 years, and I was kleiner, I'm a lord, and he said to her, my avilucha, what should I do for you? The loy achzikis kin mechatzki inchi, that you didn't do a proper kin chazaka, and therefore you never acquired the dekel. And now that Reuven came, and was rafik to sepurta, he made a proper kin chazaka, and therefore he was kleiner minichse agar, and as Rashbam says, kin mechatzki inchi, adaita diklo, the hainu mehaigiso mehaigiso, and the only way that you would have been kleiner is if you would have cut the branches from all the sides evenly, and this way you would have improved the tree, and that would have been a proper kinyan chazaka. And the Gemara continues that although in Daf Nun Gimel Beis we mention Amar Abdimi by Yosef Amar Belezer Hamitzu Paltrim Benichse Agav V'Sod Ben Siud Echad Oy Kir Echad Kanan V'Kama, we ask how much of an area do you have to smear with lime or do you have to paint on in order to be kinyan? And Amar Abiyeser said Amar that you have to do an Amar by an Amar and Amar Abchista Kineged HaPesach. However, the Gemara now states Amar Rav that Rav stated Hatzot Tzur Benichse Agav Kanan. The Shimon goes and actually paints an actual picture on the walls of the Nechasim of a Ger, then it would be koina, and even it would be less than an amma by an amma, and even it would be one picture. And the Gemara tells us that even though we said this over in the name of Rav, and it sounds like Rav actually stated this, but we actually know it from a diak from Rav, and as the Gemara tells us, the Rav lekoina legins to the Rav el bitzurta, as it was the garden that was owned by a Ger that was right next to the yeshiva of Rav, and when the Ger died, the way that Rav was koina the gina was by drawing one picture on the wall, and even though it wasn't connected at Pesach and it wasn't amma by an amma, he was still kind of. And as Rashbam states, Hatzar Tzur Tzur is Chaya Oif Benichse Ager Bekoyz La Bayis Avosia Vekir De Amal El Amma Connected at Pesach Lav Hainu Tzur is Beriyah. That wasn't talking about someone painting a tzura of an animal or of a bird. El Tzurim Ba Alma Maisit Tzatzurim Uprachim. And he only created various designs and flowers. Avotzur is Chaya Oif Chashuva Bedai Beechad. And even if you only make one picture, that would be enough. V'loy bin amma V'loy bin Connected at Pesach. And the Gemara continues and brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Itma, we learned Sada Hamusyamis B'Mitzrayah, that if there's a Sada where we know exactly where the boundaries are and there were boundary markers around the entire Sada on all four sides, so Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna said the name of Rav Kivin Shekish Bar Makish Echad Kana Kula, that if Shimon wants to acquire that Sada through a Kinyan Chazaka, then he could do so by just banging one time in the Sada, and that itself will be considered enough of an improvement, and he would be able to be cleaner the entire Sada that was within the boundaries of the boundary markers. However, Shmuel Omer Leikona Alamakam Akusha Bulvad, Shmuel feels that by banging one time, that's not a strong enough chazaka, and therefore you'll only be cleaner in the area where you bang, but you won't be cleaner the entire Sada. And Rashbam explains, Kivin Shekeshbar means that he dug in the Sada, and that's considered like Rafik Bar Porto, or Hagoyin Kakusha Imel Akrisha, and this piece of land was Imid for plowing, Avabayis Leiv Chazaka, but if it would be in a house, then certainly by digging in a house, that's not considered a chazaka, and in our case, since he actually dug in the Sada, and it was a Sada that was Oymel Lecharisha, therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's a case of Mechira or a case of Nechse Ager, then this would be a valid Kini Chazaka, and you'd be kind of the entire Sada. However, Shmuel holds like Koda Al Makam Akusha Bovad, and Zok Drashbam, the Dafka Nechse Ager, Shmuel's din is Dafka Benegay Nechse Ager. The reason is that since there was no money that transferred between the parties, therefore making a Shvacha Kinyan of Chazaka would not help for the entire Sada, and L'chir, when the Rashbam says B'nichse Ager, he means in the case of Kabbalah's Matana as well, where there was no transfer of funds. However, as we saw beforehand, our Gemara is going according to the Shita that you cannot be cleaning a Sada using Kesef in a place where it's normal to actually have a Shtar, and therefore the Rashbam explains that if there would be a scenario where Reuven is selling a parcel of land to Shimon, and Shimon actually paid for the parcel of land, but he can't be cleaning with Kesef alone, and then Shimon goes and only digs one time in the Sada, then even Shmuel would agree that would be a valid Kinyan. Not only could Shimon acquire one Sada, but since Shimon already paid for the land, then if Shimon was buying 10 different Sadas from Reuven, and all 10 parcels are in 10 different places, then by Shimon digging in one of these parcels, not only would he be cleaning that parcel of land, but it would be cleaning all 10 parcels of land. And as Rashbam states, Ava Machal V'Kibol Zuzi Afilu Esa Sadas B'Esa Medinas V'Chisub Achzman Kana Kulon K'dama Shmuel V'Per Kamoi V'Per Rav Kama, the Kedushin of Chirpish Leel, of Hach Plut the Chizuk Rav, and Zakh Rashbam, in this machlekes that we have between Rav and Shmuel, bin again, Nichsager, we pass like Rav, the Rav Nachman of the Rav, the Kavasid Rav, the Kama Bishbaitin, and as we will see, Rav Nachman will actually pass like Rav, and even though generally we pass like Shmuel Bedini, but in our case, we will pass like Rav, and we continue on Dafnun Dalam Abbeis, and the Gemara states, Vishaini Mutsuya Mutsuya Ad Kama, and according to Rav, that stated that if you have a field that the boundary markers are clear, then keep a shekish ba makashachar konakula. However, certainly that only makes sense where we had a very defined area, and therefore we could say by doing a shvacha kinyan chazaka, you could be kind of an entire sada. However, if you have a sada where the boundary markers are not clear and you just have a wide open field, then how would you show bailus and what would be a proper kinyan chazaka? Rapapa explains, kid azal ture de shayre bahadar, as long as Shimon takes his oxen and they go plow the entire length or the entire width of this field, and they go one way and then they come back in another row, and therefore they create two rows of plowing in this field, then it would be able to be kind of the entire length and the width of this field. And as Rashbam states, kid azal tire de ture bahada, kashiachrish tzemet baka shura achas mikse gvul asad of akaseu, when you have a pair of oxen that go and plow the field from one side of the field until the other edge, vahada, and it returns, and vachazurasa yasa it shura acheres, and while it's returning, it's creating another furrow. The hainu shtei shuras al pei kol asada misvasa el svasa in mizuch lemayev mitoich kach kana kol asada, and by making such a strong chazaka and improving the sada in such a major way, therefore you'll be koinu the entire sada gam min atzaf el darim the kiyum in the chor shtei shuras al pei kol erich asada oya kol rachbay kilu charish kuloi shuhi hichsuk by mireish vayt seifai kain nir ba'inai. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's just point out that although we stated that a Jew could be koinu using kesef shtar chazaka, and we also stated that if the Jew is koinu with kesef in a place where it was normal to also write a shtar, then the Jew cannot be koinu with kesef alone, and he'd either have to have a shtar and he'd have to receive a deed from the seller, or he would have to be koinu using a kinyan chazaka. However, the only way that a goy could be koinu and be makna is only using kesef, and the Gemara therefore states, Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Nichse Avik Kechavim, Harein Kemidba, that if a goy has assets and he wants to sell it to a Jew, and he sells it to the Jew for $1,000, and Jew already paid him $1,000, but the Jew did not yet make a kinyan chazaka and did not receive a shtar or a deed from the goy, so then it's considered like a midbar, and it's considered like this field of hefka, as it doesn't belong any longer to the goy, since the goy already was maknet and took it out of the shus because Reuven gave him kesef. However, l'maisa, Reuven was not koyin in the sud yet, because Reuven did not yet receive a shtar from the goy and did not perform a kinyan chazaka. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, Kol Machzor ben Zochben, that if Shimon goes and actually creates a chazaka in this kaka, which is now considered like a midbar and considered like hefka, therefore Shimon would be koyin in the sada. And the Gemara explains, my timer, that once the guy already received money from Reuven, so he's no longer considered the owner of the sada, but a Jew cannot be koyin in the sada until he receives the shtar and until he receives a deed from the guy, and therefore at this point it's considered like hefka and it's considered like a midbar. And therefore if Shimon goes and creates a kinyan chazaka, then Shimon would be koyna. And that certainly Shimon would have to pay the money back to Reuven. However, li einir klal, but I don't hold like that. As if so, what did the Gemara mean when it stated that this field is considered like a midbar? It must be that Shimon has a right to be koined from hefka and he doesn't have to pay Reuven at all. And if Reuven wants to go and get back his money from the guy, then he should do so. And if he can't get back his money, then Reuven will lose his money. Now, certainly, this doesn't seem equitable, and therefore the Rashbam continues that although this is the halacha, however, certainly this is not a proper thing for Shimon to do. And as he states, that the high sheni Rasha mikri, that certainly Shimon is considered Rasha, the kibin diyav lekech rishon zuzi, as since Reuven already gave money to the guy, the mikri Rasha hu acha, that certainly this case is not worse than the case of anamach b'charara, and certainly since Shimon took advantage of Reuven, then certainly Shimon would be considered a Rasha. The Gemara continues, Amalei Abai Rabbi Yosef, so Abai asked his Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Mi Yom Shmuel Hachi, can it be that Shmuel said this halacha, but Shmuel taught us, Din L'machus Adina, that we have to follow the laws of the kingdom, Umalka Oma, and we know that the king states, Lo Likni Ara Ol Begata, that the only way someone could acquire a Sada is only only by delivering a deed, and therefore in this case, even though Shimon went and was claiming the Sada through Chazaka, but the Maisa, the government says that the only way that Shimon could acquire Sada is only by receiving a deed from the original party and from the original owner, and since the Goy did not deliver the deed to Shimon, therefore certainly when the Goy delivers the deed to Reuven, then Reuven will actually acquire the Sada. And how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Kol Machzor Ben Zacha Ben, and therefore Shimon will have a right to the Sada? The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda responds to Abaya, Analo Yadana, I don't know the Teretz as to the steer between the words of Shmuel. However, what I do know is that Uvda Hava Badura de Usa, that there was a story in a place called Dura de Usa, or as Rashbam brings down, Inami Kfasha Royim, that there was a city of Royim and of shepherds, Bisrael the Zavan Aram Ivikavim, where a Jew bought a piece of land from a Goy, and he only gave him money and did not yet create a Kinyan Chazaka and did not yet receive a Shtar, Vasi Yisrael Achrina, Raf Baporta, and then another Jew came and he actually made a Kinyan Chazaka, and Asal Kameh to Rabbi Yehuda, and they came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, of course, was a Talmud of Shmuel, and therefore most of the halachas that Rabbi Yehuda said over must have been in the name of Shmuel, and Ukba Biyad the Sheni, and once again we see that Shmuel holds that Shimon acquires it, and Reuven doesn't have a right to the Sada, even though Reuven paid money to the Goy. As Lemaisa, once Reuven gave money to the Goy, then it's no longer considered the Goy's property, and it's considered like a Midbar, and it's considered like a Sada of Hefka, and then when the second Jew went and was coined through a Kinyan Chazaka, so Shimon was coined the Sada, and Reuven will lose out, and this is exactly like Shmuel taught us. The Gemara continues, Amalei, Sabai responded to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, you're trying to bring me a riot from this story that this is actually the Shita of Shmuel, but Dura de Usa, comrade, you're trying to bring Raya from the case of the city of Dura de Usa, or the case of the area where the shepherds lived, Hasan Bagi Mitamri Havu, the Inugufayu, Yari Taskal Malka, that was a very specific scenario where the Goy that ostensibly owned the property and tried to sell this property to Reuven actually did not have any rights to the property, as he had a tax lien against his property, as he didn't pay the proper taxes to the government for the property. Therefore, he really had no right to sell this property to Reuven. And we know Malka Omar and the government states, Man Diyavataska Lechel Ara, that whoever will pay the taxes has a right to this land. And therefore, Shimon came and he actually created Chazaka and he actually intended to pay the government's taxes. And therefore, Shimon was the proper owner. But Abai explains that in Chinami, if this guy would have paid all of his taxes and therefore he was the proper owner, then certainly Shimon would not have a right to go and be coined the Sada. Certainly, we should say, like the second din of Shmuel, the din of Machus Adina, the law is that the only way to transfer a property is by using a valid deed, and therefore, certainly, since Shimon did not receive a deed from the Goy, then certainly Shimon would not be coined of this property, and if the Goy gives a deed to Reuven, then Reuven would be the rightful owner of the property. The Gemara continues with a similar story. Rav Huna Zavin Aram Ivikavim, Rav Huna paid money and bought a parcel of land from a Goy, but he didn't make a Chazaka, and he didn't yet receive a Shtar or a deed from the Goy. Asi Sol Acha, Rav Baporto, and then Reuven came and he actually made a Kinyan Chazaka in this Kaka, and also coming to Rav Nachman, and he came in for Rav Nachman, and Ukban Biyadeh, and Rav Nachman passed like Shmuel, and he therefore said that Rav Huna doesn't have a right to this land, and Reuven has a right to this land, because Reuven made a Kinyan Chazaka. And Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, My Daitech, what are you holding? The Amal Shmuel, Nichseh Adichavim, Harein Kamidba, that once someone gives Kesef to a Goy, then the Goy releases the right to the property, and it's now considered like Hefka. Therefore, since I didn't actually create a Kinyan Chazaka, and I didn't yet receive a deed from the Goy, so I wasn't Koina, the Cholamachsa Ben Zacha, and now that Reuven actually went and created a Kinyan Chazaka, and he was Rafa Raporta, so therefore Reuven would have a right to the Sada. We continue on Dafnun Hayamun Aleph, but Le'ebli Mark Edech to Shmuel, but Lechur Yishu Paskin, like the other din that Shmuel stated, Da'ma Shmuel, Loikona, Elamakam Akusha Bubad, Elamaisa, we already saw Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, where someone actually went and dug into a piece of land, if you're going to be coined the entire land or not, and Shmuel held that you won't be coined the entire land, and you're only going to be coined the area that you dug, and therefore, even if Reuven would be coined, he should only be coined that small piece of land that he actually dug on. But the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rav Nachman responds to Rav Huna, Bahai Ano, Kishmaitzeh Svirli, and in that din and that Shiloh, I actually passing like you stated, as the Amrav Huna Amrav, and as we saw in the Dal Raman Aleph at the bottom, that Rav Huna actually was the one who said over in the name of Rav, that once you actually dig one digging in the Sada, then you'll be coined an entire Sada. If full of Maisa, you're not coined because I hold like Shmuel, the Nichse Evichab Harein Kamidba, and Kalamachse Ben Zachaben, and even though you paid money to the Goy, but the Maisa, you didn't create a Kinyan Chazaka and you didn't receive a deed, and therefore, since this other person went and actually actually made a kinyan, and he actually created a kinyan chazaka, then he was koina. And even though he was only rough about porto, well, the maisa in regard to that shayla, I hold like you pask in the name of Rav that kimish hikish bar makish echad kanakula, and therefore Reuven was koina an entire sada, and you will lose out. And before we end, let's go back to the Rashbam on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from before it gets wide. Amalei anolo yadano, Rabbi Yosef nami bar kochach haviyado lahodam shmuel dinu machusa dino. Certainly Rabbi Yosef knew this din of Shmuel, that dinu machusa dino. Vahodu kamad leabaya anolo yadano vada heyidei teretz l'davo. Certainly he knew some sort of teretz in order to explain the difference between the two members of Shmuel. El the other vle lemeima uvda, but it was better for Rabbi Yosef to bring another story or the kach lechoshel teretz, and therefore Rabbi Yosef did not bring a teretz. Vabai mahadleidom who uda lekel asuri raya umir Rabbi Yosef lechazabai, but the meis Rabbi Yosef was not chaza. Mikol makom Shmuel amro ked amr b'samach, as the meis it must be that Shmuel said the statement, as we just saw that Rav Nachman passed like Shmuel, and the meis was still left with a stereo between the words of Shmuel. And the Rashbam explains v'hai dekash leidido machusadina, and even though Abai asks a major question to Rabbi Yosef, as the chayr Shmuel is going against his own psak, as Shmuel passed his dido machusadina, and the law was that the only way that someone could be koyin a sada is only by receiving a deed from the seller. However, Rabbi Yosef leisvile hayda am abaya. Rabbi Yosef was chaylik on abaya b'metzias, and he held that there wasn't such a law that the only way that someone could be koyin a piece of kaka is only by receiving a deed. And Rabbi Yosef, as well as Shmuel and Rabbi Nachman, must have held the lav dinu machusu that is not the actual law of the land. Ela bechazaka nami leichol, and even if someone just acquires something by creating chazaka, that would be a valid kinyan, and that is why in all these cases, even though the first person actually paid money to the guy and tried to acquire the sada from the guy, but the maisa, that party actually never received a deed, never was koyin the sada through a kinyan chazaka, and therefore he was never koyin the sada. However, the second party that went and created the chazaka was koyin. That's why Shmuel, as well as Talmud Rabbi Huda, as well as Rav Nachman, or Paskin, Kol Machzel ben Zacher ben, and the second party was koyin. And as Rashbam points out at the top of that Nun Hayam and Aleph, that this is also the reason why Rav Huna only asked Rav Nachman that instead of passing like Shmuel, that Chol Machzer Ben Zacher Ben, but Lachir in this case, since he only dug a little bit, therefore Levit Lamar Kedich to Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel Lekana Alamakam Akaisha Bovad. Rav Huna did not ask Rav Nachman that Lachir is a steer in Shmuel, as Shmuel holds Dinu Machusa Dina, and as Rashbam states on the second line on Daf Nun Hayam and Aleph, Beholoi Mitzlameim Levit Lamar Kedich to Shmuel, the Amr Dinu Machusa Dina, Beleliknei Elabishtar, and the only way that the goy could be marked in this sada is only through a deed, and therefore I should be able to be koina as long as I get a deed from the guy. Rashbam explained the kiva the meider of Huna the Shmuel Amra lehid nixse hagoy harein kamidbar al kochah zaka gaatul taretz leitik shishmuel ad Shmuel could breach as well. Then certainly since Rav Huna definitely holds that Shmuel said this memra of nixse hagoy harein kamidbar, therefore in order that there won't be a steer in the words of Shmuel, as Shmuel stated dinu machusadina, so it must be that Rav Huna also holds like this teretz that we mentioned that is the teretz of Rabbi Yosef. That Shmuel held that Matzias, there was never such a government law that stated that the only way that a goy could be marked in his sada is only through a deed. And therefore, Rav Huna couldn't ask this question to Rav Nachman, and that's why he specifically asked Rav Nachman that Lamaisa, if you're passing like Shmuel, then you should also pass like Shmuel. That since this Yisrael Acha was rough of a porto, and he only dug a little bit in the sada, so he should only be koiner that area, and he shouldn't be able to be koiner the entire sada. The Gemara continues that we just saw the member of Shmuel, as well as Rabbi Huda, as well as Rav Nachman, and Shalach Rav Huna Bar Ovin, and Rav Huna Bar Ovin sent Yisrael Shalach Sodom Ovi Chavim. If Reuven bought his sada from a guy and he paid the guy money, but he didn't yet make a chazaka, he didn't yet receive a shtar and a deed from the guy. In the meantime, Ubay Yisrael Achav Hichzik Bar, and Shimon comes and is machzik in this sada, Eim Matzin Eisim Yadai, then we pass him like Shmuel, that we would not take the sada away from Shimon, and Shimon would have a right to the sada. V'chein Hay Rav Ovin Rabbi Loi, V'chor Yisrael Shalom B'dava, and Rav Huna Bar Ovin also told us that Rav Ovin, as well as Rabbi Loi, as well as all Rabbeim, all agreed to this din of Shmuel that Nichse Eruchavim Harein Kemidbar, and therefore Kalamachzer Behen Zachar Behen, and we will stop over here.